Tēnā tātou katoa, kua karapinepine mai, i runga i te karanga o ngā koeke nei a Tāturi Karama. Ngā puhi nui tonu, whakatau mai rā. My Māori culture, my holistic being. When the topics for ngā manu kōrero became public knowledge, I totally and absolutely did not give this particular topic a second look. Because of the word holistic, I mean, what 14-year-old would know what that word means? However, through the encouragement of my teachers, who, by the way, are the best teachers in the world, I then embarked on a journey with the word holistic. Uncle Google's explanation of this word said, holistic, characterized by the belief that parts of something are intimately interconnected and explicable only by reference to the whole. I was enlightened, and surprisingly, this topic became my favorite. I found myself internally brainstorming everything that makes me me. I saw myself as Spider-Woman, not because I'd look amazing in blue and red latex, but instead, I used a spider web as a metaphor for my life. Each strand of web represents something different. My family, my school, my wairua, my beliefs, my hobbies, my dreams, my history, and even my current crush, Bo Monga, winner of X Factor and winner of my heart. But ultimately, these strands are interconnected and interwoven together to make one beautiful masterpiece. However, there is one common denominator, one common thread in which my web is formed from, and that is my Māori culture, my holistic being. The ideas, the customs, the social behaviour, and the language of our people makes us unique, makes us Māori. For instance, ko te reo te Māori o te mana Māori, our language is the essence of our culture. Because te reo Māori and tikanga come hand in hand. To deeply understand tikanga, we must know our language. And to be fluent in our language, we must know tikanga. That is why I opened my speech today with a greeting in Māori. Because it is Māori custom. On another note, I sometimes wonder, and I giggle to myself about what a whakatau would be like without Māori language. The karanga might sound like this. Come on in, visitors from afar, come the sacred feed, come on in. In the men's whai kōrero, or oratory, they would say, the mutton bird cries, the parrot cries, and I cry too. You, the family of the deceased, let your snot and your tears flow freely. So I say to that lost place, sleep, sleep, be gone, go beyond that curtain. But on a serious note, te reo Māori is one of those things that crosses over all aspects of my life. Te reo Māori is my first language, my mother tongue. So much so that even my school hockey team speaks Māori on the field, even at the umpire. Me mai mohiti koe, purari paka. My Māori language, my holistic being. Family. My web will not be complete without my family. It is obvious without my parents, and their parents, and their parents' parents, I would not be standing here before you today. I am the total sum of all my forebears who have come before me. But by family, I am not just referring to those who are blood related. By family, I also mean my school. These strands, family and school, are so closely interwoven that they are basically the same thing. One of my school's philosophies is, he kura he kāinga, he kāinga he kura. A school shall be as a home, and a home shall be as a school. Therefore, my friends are my brothers and sisters. My teachers are my aunties and uncles. I am loved and I am taught both at home and at school, both working together to raise, shape and mould the best holistic me I can be. History. Who would we be without our history and our ancestors? The stories of those before us who walked this world and beyond continue to play a huge role in my life. We walk upon the land that a young, ambitious demigod Maui fished up. He also slowed the sun so that we could bask in its rays and trick the deity of fire so we could cook and stay warm. Now, there is no doubt there are people in this very building who roll their eyes when they hear these stories, and fair enough, each to their own. But if you cannot fathom these stories, at least believe in the messages embedded in them. The separation of rangi and papa tells me that out of great pain can come even greater learning. It also tells me I come from God's, therefore nothing is impossible because it is within me and all around me. My culture means a lot to me, because without it, everything would just be plain, and I don't know how to be plain. My culture gave me my mother tongue, te reo Māori. My family and school are immersed in Māori culture, the very culture that is founded upon our ancestry and our history. Without all of these things, I would not be complete. My web is interwoven, interconnected. My Māori culture, my holistic being.